And 6:06, it is overcast, 53 degrees in Tulsa. Pretty good shot of some rain today and a high of 60. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa police make arrests, and Catherine Roberts this morning has the very latest for us on the Fairmont Terrace quadruple homicide.
Two men are being charged with four counts each of first-degree murder and the killing of four women last month. The suspects are 32-year-old James Stanford Poor and his brother, 39-year-old Cedric Dwayne Poor. Police Chief Chuck Jordan says the investigation was rigorous.
From the first days, they were working it straight for almost 72 hours. They've since broken up into shifts. There's been somebody working this almost 24 hours a day since it happened.
He released no details about the motive in the killings, but said the suspects also lived in Fairmont Terrace. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Handgun license requests hit an all-time high in Oklahoma in January.
This past month, we had nearly 5,000 applications. That's 1,000 more than any other month since 1996.
That's Jessica Brown with the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation. She says the wait for a license right now is around 60 days compared to 45 days on average. Well, school districts across the state could allow teachers who undergo reserve officer training to carry weapons into the classroom under a bill approved by a House panel. The bill is by Sepulpa Republican Representative Mark McCullough and would allow teachers and administrators to attend a basic police academy course. The course provides about 240 hours of training. The plight of Oklahoma's returning veterans is getting the attention of Tulsa State Representative Eric Proctor. The Democrat says too many vets are unable to find work.
Sadly, our military veterans have a higher rate of unemployment than the national average. And what my bill seeks to do is to state companies that receive Quality Jobs Act funds from the state of Oklahoma need to be hiring veterans.
Proctor says many vets are returning home and struggling even to land a minimum wage job. A Tulsa nursing home had to be evacuated after a fire started in part of the complex in East Tulsa last night. The Tulsa Nursing Center is near Highway 169 and 14th Street. Two people were taken to the hospital. The U.S. Postal Service is deleting Saturday mail from its routine due to its financial struggles. This Tulsa, in front of the post office near 15th and Terrace, says it really will not impact him on the weekend.
What you get here, you get invoices to pay and checks to post. Don't need to pay bills on a weekend. The banks are closed.
An estimated $2 billion will be saved in the process. Most of the people will not be affected by the change. Letter carriers will be working one day less per week. The cutback begins in August. The few winter rains have not helped much. Oklahoma and much of the state remain under drought conditions.
Despite recent precipitation and forecasts for more, most of Tulsa County is still in the extreme drought category, and western parts of the county are in the exceptional category, the worst possible.
Fortunately, there are no burn bans in the state right now because the number of fires have been down, which is a good thing, but that could change if we start seeing wildfires getting started. But
Tulsa area emergency manager Roger Jolliffe says predictions are it will stay very dry going into spring, so it could be another potentially dangerous year as the weather gets warmer. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast will grab yourself that umbrella as you head out. So the drought may be over at least temporarily today. There's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 60. The rain ends tonight. Skies begin to clear, 34 for a low, and tomorrow sunny and mild with a high of 56. National Weather Service radar shows showers up in Kansas, nothing in our immediate area. Right now it's overcast in 53. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.